Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nico Collins was on Chris Long's podcast and really good conversation. I would say go out of your way to find it. We've played some of it today. We're going to sprinkle some of this in right now. Nico Collins is playing for his, boy, if I'm doing the math here, this has to be, well, he mentions the number. We'll get to that in a second. This is a lot of offensive coordinators he's had. Let's first hear from Nico Collins before we get into that on Nick Caley, his newest OC, and what he likes most about Nick Caley.
The way he just called plays, man, the way he just get creative, you know, putting guys in situations to be explosive, you know, to make plays. You know, he puts you in the right position to go out and just have fun. You know, he's not going to go out there and do something that is not you. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can go out there and put you in a great position, man. But his enthusiasm, his personality, man, I feel like it's unmatched, man. It's lit. You know, he's up there giving that install. He's juiced. You know, he's jumping around, sweating. You know, he's pumped, man. He's a great guy, for sure. I'm glad he's here calling the plays, man. You know, he understands everything. You come back, what you got. You know, he'll do what you need to do. You know, he'll do whatever it takes, man. That's one guy that just want to win.
Like that he's up there sweating. He's up there jumping around and he's sweating while he's presenting to the
like,
team.
Like Ray Lewis at his Hall of Fame induction.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Just feeling it.
Yeah.
I think the energy is 100% different. And I try not to read too much into what a guy's personality is. Obviously, there are some great coordinators who are just like have the personality of a librarian. No offense to librarians, but you know, stereotypical librarian. And then there's other offensive coordinators who are just all fire and brimstone and everything else. Mm-hmm. It is a stark difference between the two. And I think where it relays perhaps into what the Texans need on offense is that you've got a guy that can infuse some energy into it, and that, you know, very much understands, at least it appears that he really understands the interpersonal side of it, and just like understanding how each guy ticks, and you know how to form those relationships, those working relationships, on how to get the most out of each guy. I think Bobby was a guy that was much more of he just always felt like a whiteboard type of guy to me. And he was really good at scheming and really good at knowing things, but as far as like the actual coaching and communicating, there may have been a gap there.
Well, and it felt too with Bobby like, okay, this is the way we do things, and this is the way we do things regardless of what our personnel is. Maybe I'm being a little overstating it, but compared to Caley, who part of his credo is we're going to see what we've got, and then we're going to take these guys and do whatever it is they do best. I think that's what Nico was saying right there, is he takes us, what we do best, and puts us in position to go out there and make plays.
You know? And with the Damian Pierce situation was probably the best example of, man, they spent the first 5-6 games of 2023 treating Damian Pierce like he was going to be the bell cow. And I understand, with a new scheme, sticking it out and seeing if it clicks for somebody, especially when you're running a Kyle Shanahan-type system or a Gary Kubiak-type system. There's a lot of reps that you got to put into it before it starts to look right. But I'd prefer a coach that would maybe realize, okay, this isn't the best fit for what Damian wants to do or can do and what his skill set is, so we're not going to try to force a square peg into a round hole.
Yep.
And everything that Kaylee has talked about, it's just talk at this point. We don't know. He hasn't done it yet. But it, you know, he'll tell you, I don't know exactly how the offense is going to look because we need to mold the offense around the skill set of our players, and they're still in that process of trying to figure out what guys are best suited to do.
So training camp will get here soon enough, and I think Nick Kaylee will be one of the primary figures that we're going to be watching out there. I think that's safe to say, right? I mean, he's one of the, you know, we played a cut from, I forget who it was last week, saying that Nick Kaylee may be one of the most important people in the NFL in 2025, based purely on what he means potentially to C.J. Stroud. So the things that we've been hearing about Nick Kaylee, like there's three things, the three main things, and feel free to add to it, huge energy, right, big energy guy, big fundamentals guy, you know, big guy like coaching, you know, getting his hands in the clay. And then I think the last thing is what we just got done talking about, which is he's going to be a guy who looks at who his personnel is and then molds the offense as opposed to here's my offense. All right, guys, you better come in here and fit in this thing, you know?
Yeah.
So those will be the things we're watching with Nick Kaylee. Here's Nico Collins. It's where you feel a little sorry for Nico Collins in this cut right here. The challenges with new terminology, which Nico has had to do almost every year he's been in the NFL.
Man, it's terrible. Not going to lie, you know, I think I had maybe three different offensive coordinators since I've been here. And every offense is different terms, you know, and it's one of those, man, you just got to forget the old terms. Once you program it, it's like, oh, it's a new language. You know, so you got to forget the old language to pick up on a new one. And sometimes the new one doesn't mean the same thing as the old one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I feel like, man, it's really just come down to preparation, studying, you know, after you leave the building, you know, just putting your eyes on the playbook, you know, doing scheming through it, you know, do the little things you need to. So when that time come on the field, you're ready, you know. But yeah, it's hard, you know, it's hard, man. It's just like going to the next grade, you know, it's just one of those, man. Just learn the whole new offense, new scheme. You know, minding back to the minor details, you know, so back to the little things, breaking the huddle, formations, you know, so.
Tim Kelly, Pep Hamilton, Bobby Slowick.
Yeah.
And now Nick Kaylee.
And it is, you know, a lot of times you are running the same things. It's the same plays. NFL offenses don't actually do that many things that are all that different. They just have their own tweaks on it. But the terminology is one that, you know, Nico said it's like going to the next grade. It's really more like, it's really like repeating the same grade, but this time in Spanish. And that you've got to relearn all this stuff that's been grooved into your brain, because you want to get it grooved in to where you don't have to think about it. And that a play call is a play call, and that this means that. So, but all of a sudden, it feels when you're out on the field like what used to say. Now, when we say left, we don't mean left; we mean right. Like so, in your brain, go ahead and just go out in a high pressure situation. When somebody says left, go right. It takes a while to kind of rewire all that and make it automatic. That's why the reps in the offseason do matter. That's why all the extra playbook work and everything when you have a new. But the other good thing, though, is if you have been with a lot of different offensive coordinators, you get good at the skill of learning new offenses.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's you kind of, yeah, you get that pliability of being able to like, oh, okay, I've gone through this before. It's just we used to call it this in the old system, and now we call it this, and I've done this three times before in my life. So it shouldn't be as big a challenge each new time you do it.
Nico and Titus, well, I guess Nico, Titus, and Brevin Jordan are the three, and Davis Mills. So we've got a handful of guys on the team who have been in all of the offenses that since Bill O'Brien left, you know, since Nick Caserio got here. It would be the three guys still left over from the 2021 draft and Titus Howard. That's it. All right, I want to skip down to Nico talking about the defense because this one got a lot of run. He likes talking about this Texans defense, and he talked about the kill zone the other day, the OKZ, the kill zone. Here's Nico Collins on this defense's kill zone. Take a listen.
They're coming. They got something called the kill zone.
I believe it.
Don't get caught in the kill zone. That's all I got to say.
Where is that, just so we know, so I can stay out of it?
I think it's anything that's linebacker depth in front.
Yep.
It's a kill zone.
There's a fence there.
There's a fence. I don't know, get caught lacking.
Yeah. So,
all right. So
it's, and I think honestly, a lot of it, when Nick Caserio first brought that up, the first time, it might have been the first time you and I ever interviewed Nick Caserio, he had mentioned how D'Amico has a kill zone, and I got so excited. And then we haven't heard a lot of guys actually reference it. And I can understand when you're one of the most penalized defenses in the league with the most fines delivered and what have you, and various suspensions through the years, then maybe you want to shy away from saying it's a kill zone publicly. I say no. Embrace it. Talk about it publicly.
Yeah.
In my mind, when I hear the kill zone, and I think that, you know, Nico is saying it's the area in front of the linebackers, I think the soft spots in zone coverage, really. Because think about the shifting in perspective. It's just a mental reframing. When you say a soft spot in the defense, like, well, that sounds kind of passive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, a kill zone in the military is when you basically, you have a spot where the enemy's almost invited in there, and you've got all these direct lines of fire aimed at them, and then you kill the vermin scum.
Yeah.
Which is what, in like, say if you're playing cover four, soft spots in the flats, you come up, yeah, they're going to get some receptions there. Make them pay for it.
Yep.
And get your incompletions by hitting them as they're catching the ball, or if it is a reception, be sure they really, really fear it.
Yeah.
Like, fear making a catch in the kill zone. And I think the Texans have done a great job of that. I went back to find an example. It took me all of one quarter into the Colts game of week one because it was they were playing zone, and who was the receiver? It was Pittman, I think. Pittman sat down between where a defensive back and Azeez Alshire would have been. And Kamari Lassiter comes up, and because it's Anthony Richardson throwing the ball, it's really high.
Yeah,
and Kamari Lassiter had just a nice shot right on Pittman's ribs and broke it up.
Oh, yeah.
So kill zone. Kill zone,
yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Easy reception? No. Kill zone. Soft spot? No. Kill zone.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson might actually kill somebody in the kill zone this year.
Yes. Oh, he's a boy. The first time he hears kill zone, his eyes are going to go all bug-eyed and crazy. Yeah.
Here's Nico Collins on what makes Derek Stingley so good.
What makes Stingley as great as he's become?
Patient, man. Patient. Doesn't panic. Play the ball well. Great ball skills. I feel like that's what Sting is, man. That's one guy. Like, if you win early, it's okay. But he doesn't panic. Because he got the makeup speed, got the ball talent to go and just make the play. And I feel like just going against a guy like that every single day, you got no choice but to get better. You know, right. This guy, he got patience, he got ball skills, so you got to go meet the ball when the ball's in the air. You know, he's going to run the route for you. You know, he's going to go get it. So I feel like, man, that's one guy you want to go against every day, one guy you want to compete with, you know. Win a rep, lose all the reps, but you're getting better, you know. And I feel like he gets you better, him and Kamara, man, they both sides. You know, both guys the same, man. They both, you know, after we done with a rep, good job, boom. Well, we go to the side, talk about it. You know, what you did different with your hands, releases. You know, I feel like it's just having that type of conversation with both of the corners, man. It's no better feeling, man, because I feel like that's the only way we can get better.
Nick talked about that with us last week, just how this particular Texans team, how much the offense and defense work with each other collaboratively to get better, right?
Yeah, that's which is really cool to see. Yeah, that's the whole, like, the doing a little bit extra and just actually really trying to learn and understand the other side of the ball.
Yeah.
With Stingley, and Stingley's the guy that when it's 99 degrees out at training camp, he's out there for a half hour after practice every day working with a different receiver and picking their brains and helping them out and giving them tips. But when Nico said run the route for the guy or run the route for the receiver, I thought of the Tyreek Hill interception.
Yeah.
The interception when Tyreek Hill was targeted down in the red zone. Because Stingley had gotten beat on a short route earlier in that, I think in that same series. And in that situation, he didn't have any safety help over the top. It was down in the red zone. And Tyreek Hill could have easily hit him with a double move. But Stingley could tell by just the kind of hitch in his in the way he runs his route that he felt good about it. And he ended up undercutting it and running Tyreek Hill's route for him. And Tua, God bless him, threw his very catchable ball right to Derek Stingley.
Beautifully catchable.
I kept thinking of Mike McDaniel when he first took the job, talking about how catchable a ball Tua throws.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that in that game. Where like, he does throw a catchable
ball.
Really
catchable for both teams. Yeah.
Both of Stingley's interceptions in that game were like, almost he could catch him with his soft hands and pull him right in. Yeah.
Dropped it right in the basket, man. Yeah. Chris Long, asked a sports talk radio question to Nico Collins as well. I like this. Do you agree with him, Seth, here? Who is the most underrated Texans defender? Here's Nico's answer.
I like Caleb.
Yeah?
I like Caleb. The safety.
What makes him go?
Man, he's sideline to sideline.
Yeah.
Lengthy. You know, he feel like he over his head, dude coming out knowing dude's wingspan is crazy.
Is Kalen Bullock the most underrated Texans defender on this team?
I think Chris Long said that he thought Denico Autry was the most underrated. I don't think Kalen Bullock can be underrated right now because he still has some improving to do.
Yeah.
Like he's the most promising by far, probably the most improved last year. Denico Autry just didn't play enough for me to just call him the most underrated player. Who else would be the candidates for most underrated?
I have a couple in mind. I think Derek Barnett is underrated.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a really good one. Yeah. Especially for the big plays he made last year.
Two touchdowns.
On fumble recoveries.
Yeah. And he's been good since he got here. You know, they picked him up on the waiver wire in 2023, and he's been good, and he settled into that sweet spot where I think he likes playing here. I think he likes playing on this defense. But he doesn't sign these contracts that are crippling you. But he is very, when he gets on the field, he's very productive, Derek Barnett. I think that's a good one.
Kalen Bullock is probably like the dark horse, underrated in that he's the guy nobody's talking about outside of Houston. And yet we've seen the potential there
high
for
ceiling.
Big plays.
Yeah.
High I mean, ceiling. We've seen that just with a little bit of refinement and some work on the jugs machine, that he could end up being a huge turnover guy. Also want to give Nico credit for being a brother in arms with me. And I think saying Caleb instead of Kalen.
I think he said Caleb Yeah.
Yes, it's a challenge that I've faced for over a year now that Nico himself is still working on.
Oh,
yes.
Man, he realizes he's in a room right now with a Jalen and a Jaden, Nico is. You know, it ain't going to get any easier when it comes to names.
I've been really good. Well, the Jalens are easier than I feared at first because there's three Jalens that are new.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
So it's not like it's a spelling issue more so than anything else.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the Jaden is enough different that I haven't made a single because I haven't had to spell them out. I haven't screwed up any of the Jalens, but that makes it easier in a lot of ways.
No doubt. All right, Astros. Let's circle back to the Stros. Where they are now compared to where they were a year ago. You've got to put some respect on Joe Espada's name. We'll take you through some of the numbers coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.